Here is the latest from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. The Bears officially reported to training camp Wednesday in Bourbonnais, and the team is ready to get back to work.
We put enough work in the offseason. Our team worked hard together in OTAs. You can't predict the future, but I know this, when you put enough work in, something good has to come out of it.
As any player, you want to get better every year. I just want to just be known as one of the top linebackers in the league. I mean, and I hope everybody on my defense wants to be the best player at their position.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of time spent at home just studying the playbook, going back, watching all the cut-ups from the OTAs, which I think was really beneficial. Obviously, working in the weight room and all that and throwing. So, you know, I feel ready to go and look forward to getting started tomorrow.
Because you always want to get better each year. Every year you play in the game, I feel like I can only get better. But I also got to put the time in and not change anything and stay humble.
The Bears coaching staff is making some changes this year to help prevent injuries and keep the team healthy.
You know, we've adjusted our schedule as far as in camp. We've even tweaked some of our in-season things. But, you know, for where we are right now in the start of it, it's basically we're not going to go 3 hard days in a row.
Hey, it's a combative game. Like, it'd be naive to think that, hey, injuries aren't going to occur. And that's why it's upon us to make sure we stack a roster with depth, which I feel like we have better depth now, too. But you know, we tweaked a handful of things, starting with the schedule and some things with the sports science department.
The first official practice is Thursday, but the team won't be suited up in pads until Saturday. O-lineman Josh Sitton is also expected to arrive that day. He's been excused until then for the birth of his child. Congrats to Josh, and I'll have all of your Bears training camp news over the next few weeks, so make sure you follow along on the Bears official mobile app.